August 9th, 2009, you are listening to the TFormers.com podcast. TFormers.com podcast. I'm your host, Iron High 1975. And strangely enough, Z Piper is missing in action this week, folks. I have no idea where he is. I've tried texting, I've tried calling, and can't seem to find the sucker. So, out of complete randomness, I've grabbed two people from the Skype account to join me to help co-host the show today. So, first, starting from top down, we have Shafik Light. Am I saying that right?
Just about.
Just about. All right. And then we have Giga the Mad Fog.
That's me.
And guys, where are you located?
Sweden.
Go ahead.
I'm in London, in UK, obviously.
So one's in London and one's in Sweden. So two people from overseas. So, like I said, Jason is, I don't know where he is, so we're going to do the show here, and it's going to be a little bit of a different show, although there is not much in terms of news, but we are broadcasting live via Ustream as well to provide you with that extra bit of incentive, so if you are listening and care to join us, we are broadcasting live and also taking comments via Twitter and all that jazz, so... First let's get to know the host a little bit. So Shafik, like, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 16. I've been a Transformers fan for since about Beast Wars, which was when I was really little, and that's pretty much me.
Okay, and you're in what grade in school?
I've just finished high school here, so I'll be going to college next year.
You're 16 and you finish high school?
Yeah, it's the education system's here a little different. You finish when you're 16.
Really? When do you guys start?
We start when about 4 or 5.
Oh my gosh. So you guys got to step up. So you're going to college around 17 then?
I'll be going in September.
Oh, congratulations. Do you have a college picked out already?
Pardon?
Do you have a college picked out already?
Yeah. It's basically the college that is part of my high school. So.
Oh, and the name of that would be, or do you not want to disclose that?
Leave that for another time, maybe.
Okay. All right. So, and then Giga, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm from Sweden. I like Transformers. Before I really knew what a Transformer was, I watched the G1 cartoon since, I don't know, I liked the Beast Wars, and then I took a pause till after Energon, and then I took up comic reading, Transformer style. And that's what I've been doing since.
And what are your, what are you guys collecting these days? I know some of you saying you're getting some of the Revenge of the Fallen toys.
Well, at the moment I'm saving for auto assembly, so try to put out not buying any, but collecting some of the Revenge of the Fallen, but hope to get some more Beast Wars and Henkeis in the next couple of weeks.
Cool. And Giga, anything for you?
Nothing really planned for the future, but I have bought pretty much everything I could find for Revenge of the Fallen and kept it in a sealed box for myself.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining. We're going to go through the news here, and we'll get your thoughts and opinion on the news. I'm presuming you guys have the script in front of you?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Then proceeding with story number one. Ryan will appear at Hong Kong Toys Open Day and Super Festival events. Actor Mark Ryan, the voice of Bumblebee in Transformers, for what little lines he had. And Jetfire in Transformers Revenge of the Fallen is on his first visit to Hong Kong to promote his role in the blockbuster at Hong Kong's Toys Open Day and Super Festival. Super Festival! Taking place August 8th through August 9th. This appearance also coincides with Ryan's Behold the Glory of Jetfire contest, where fans were invited to submit creative contests demonstrating their devotion to the character up until August 1st. So I don't know, what do you guys think? Is this a pretty big deal, or is this just another convention that's happening right now?
I think it's just a bit of another convention and a bit of a publicity stunt, maybe. Where's it taking place? In Hong Kong? Doing a bit of convention for Asia, maybe.
The big one right now is Auto Assembly. Would you say that's like the big upcoming convention?
I'm not so sure. This is the first time I'm going to go there, but it's definitely the biggest Transformer convention in not only the UK but Europe. I guess it would be, yeah.
So that's the big thing going on for Europe now. Do we know if there's any other major conventions coming up?
Not that I know of, but okay. I think the next one, which would be taking place in the UK anyway, would be basically our version of Comic-Con, which is the MCM Expo, but that's not till October.
What's that stand for?
I think it stands for Media, Comics, and Movies, I think.
Oh, wow, all these acronyms.
Yeah.
Can we come up with any more conventions? We need more acronyms. So.
Sure.
All right. Well, that being said, I guess the guy who... Well, I guess he did Jetfire, so at least he had some chance to do some lines for the last movie. But then again, this is the guy that also stands in on the set and does the voices for the actual characters when they're actually recording. So that way the actors have something to actually engage with. So, but all right, on to... That's pretty much it for movie news. Because there really hasn't been... I will say I saw G.I. Joe. Did you guys see G.I. Joe yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
Doesn't come up out until next week here.
Oh, okay. Well, then I will hold off on any reviews or information until next week then. So that will be it for movie news. So moving on to toy news, we have official shots of Revenge of the Fallen Gears and Thrust. And thanks to T-Former sponsor Big Bad Toy Store, we have official shots of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen Deluxe Gears and Thrust. Gears is a repaint of Transformers Stockade, and Thrust is a retooled version of Revenge of the Fallen Breakaway. So, what do you guys think of these toys?
Well, I do think the Stockade mold looks cool, and I will probably buy Gears because I missed out on him. Thrust, at least it's a retool and not just another repaint, so that's an additional treat.
Yeah, speaking of which, I actually got some, let me bring that up here. I got some, a little bit of clarification on what the proper pronunciation of various things are. Let me see here. And this comes via scale face via our forms. A repaint is a change of the toy that only involves changing in the paint application. A redeco is when the change of the color of the plastic itself and the paints, and a remold is when they change the shape of the figure. So now you know, kids, and knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe! Of course.
I won't spoil it, but they actually do use that line in the movie, and it was wellfully placed. So, actually, these repaints, now, of course, we're looking at what appears to be the stock photography, which always looks 10 times better than the actual toy because they put it through Photoshop, airbrush, and all sorts of nice stuff. But all in all, I think these toys look pretty kick-ass. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Oh, I already asked you that. So, Shafik, did I ask you about it, what you thought?
Thrust, I think the mold is okay, just... At least it's a new head. The Gears repaint, I'm not so sure about because I didn't like the mold in the first one, but they both seem okay. Yeah.
Cool. All right, you guys can also view those at tformers.com. So, also, once again, Matt from from another podcast, which I won't direct people to because it's completely R-rated, but Matthew from another fellow podcaster saying, hello there. Yes, laugh out loud. I won't direct people to that because actually, Shafiq, like, in, wait, how old are you, Giga?
Hey, I'm 18 in about a month.
Okay.
But, you know, I watched that show as well.
What are the R-rated movie laws over there in Europe? How old do you have to be to go to an R-rated movie? Is it 17 or?
7, 11, and 15.
Here it's PG, 12A, which came about when Spider-Man was around, because before it was just 12, but now it's 12A, which means if you're under 12, you can see it with an adult, 15, and then 18.
Oh wow! So you guys got a differentiation between 15 and 18 then. So so Matt's show would probably be 18. So, but heck, if you're going to college, I don't see why you can't view that show. So, although it probably would hold no interest to you guys. No offense, Matt. All right, so what's next? Okay, who wants to read about the exclusive MP Convoy Black version?
You wanna do it, Giga?
Okay, eHobby announces exclusive MP01B Convoy Black version. Japanese retailer eHobby has announced they will be receiving a masterpiece exclusive, keeping in the flavor of black repaints, off-circle alternative diamond black Megatron. Chara Hobby Soundwave Black version, other half of Black of Circle. eHobby will be offering the Tommy Takara Masterpiece MP1B Convoy Black version. The figure will be released at the tail end of January 2010 and may be pre-orderable now for 9,975 yen. That's about 104 USD.
Which is probably $50 in European currency at this current state. Or something around that. I'm sure it's not 50. But so, okay, so keeping with that, we have to make Prime in every possible color on the planet. We now have a black-painted Optimus Prime and Nemesis Prime, although I'm not sure you can call it Nemesis Prime because he has the Autobot symbol on him, which I would be impressed if they actually changed that to a Decepticon symbol, but then again, he also comes with the Matrix of Leadership, which begs another question of, is that the negative Matrix, or what is that? But basically, it's just a repaint, so what do you guys think about this? Minus those things, I think this looks pretty good.
Well, I don't really think anyone was that surprised over it. They might be surprised that it's first now coming out. Is it 5 or 4 years later?
Right.
Since the first release. And I think it looks pretty cool. And I do think it's good that they kept the Matrix. I don't really know what they could have filled it out. Like a matchstick box or something. But that wouldn't be good for the kids playing with fire. So Matrix is better.
Yeah, I guess the question is, because I'm not really sure of how much Nemesis Prime, he's mostly in the comics, right? He's mostly portrayed in the comics, right?
Yeah.
So
that's the idea I have, at least.
And what role does he have? Is he like a clone of Optimus Prime, or what exactly is his backstory?
Well, I think it depends on the continuity. I'm not sure how that word is pronounced, but yeah, sometimes he's a clone, sometimes most of the time he's a clone. I think it depends. But they could also call it off as Black New Clone Quest Optimus Prime, which was a black repaint of Optimus Prime for when he went looking for... It was a Japanese exclusive, Toys R Us exclusive, and that was when he looked for New Clone to... that was when they turned into Action Masters, which everyone loved.
Oh, yes, the horribly loved action. Yeah, I don't think anybody... Did Dame, I really buy an Action Master?
Well, I bought two last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, probably the ugliest one. Thundercracker with his awesome green, pink, purple, and blue, and gold.
I remember when those came out when I was a kid seeing the commercials, just shaking my head going, but they're supposed to transform. It's missing the whole point. but
then, yeah, they shouldn't be called Transformers. They could should be called Walk, because that's what they do, or Move.
Yeah, Transwalkers. But yeah, the, but then my second thought was like, Prowl's alive? I thought Prowl died in the movie. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful inconsistencies. But all in all, so, okay, so it's basically a Black Optimus Prime. I can foresee some fans' project kit coming out to replace the Optimus symbol with a Decepticon symbol or some sort of additional... something that would better fit this than the Matrix or maybe his symbol. Although I'm not sure if you could really place the symbol on the side. But, anyhow, Shafik, anything that you want to comment on this?
Well, it's just another repaint of Prime, really. What they always do. Nothing, in my opinion, it's nothing special, but no.
Okay. All right, moving on to Alternity Bumblebee Prototype Images. Shafik, you get to read this now.
Alternity Bumblebee Prototype Images. Some prototype shots of the Transformers Alternity Suzuki Swift Bumblebee have surfaced on the interwebs. The figure is available in Champion Yellow and Red Pearl. It is pre-orderable now at Digital Toys and Big Bad Toy Store.
So, is this Alternity stuff becoming basically the new Alternators?
Well, they're only really available in Japan, so it's more, and it's got the die-cast metal, so it's more Vinyl Tech.
Okay, so it's more of like a, it's more like a modern-day Vinyl Tech.
Pretty much, but they're smaller scale as well.
Yeah,
they're like the size of the Deluxes.
Right, it's a little bit smaller in terms of scale, so. I kind of like this in terms of Bumblebee. He looks a little... I'm not sure about the front part of it. He looks a little fat for Bumblebee. And the legs look a little bit short. But all in all, I like the head mold looks really nice. I'll say that much. What do you guys
think? The previous alternatives have been really good. Like, really... the molds and everything were just really well done.
Mm-hmm.
So, the prototype... images don't serve it well, but hopefully when we see it colored and once the review is out, it will make it look better than it is at the moment.
Yeah, right now it looks like a little bit like lime green, which I'm sure is just the materials they use for just making the mold here.
Wait, Bumblebee wasn't lime green?
Well, no, I'm just saying, I'm looking at the unpainted version.
I know.
So. Although it would be funny if we had Lion Green Bumblebee from like a parallel universe or something.
Waspinator.
Oh,
Wasp.
Yeah, duh. Oh, I'm Lion Green Bumblebee. All right, so, okay, moving on. We have a new shots of Disney labeled Donald Duck. And first, a disclaimer for those of you who don't like Takara Tomy's Disney label, turn away now. Run for the hills. No. For the rest, there are some new images of the line's upcoming figure, Donald Duck, showcasing its features. The figure will have a skateboard that could be carried on the top of the figure's cartoon-style classic Volkswagen Beetle and can also be mounted on the bottom of the robot's feet. The figure will be available in late November, and you can take a look at the photos in the TFormers.com. So, we first had Transforming Mickey Mouse, and now we have Transforming Donald Duck, which is a car... with a skateboard / surfboard on the top that also becomes part of the feet of the... I'm thoroughly confused by this toy.
I think everyone was.
Well, I mean, the idea seems good, but ultimately it doesn't work.
Well, is this the same thing as, like, Donald Duck is driving a car that transforms into him? Which could be the biggest egotistical thing Disney characters could ever do.
I do think there's a Donald Duck that ends up on the head of the Donald Duck bot.
Yeah, I would, if they're anything like the Mickey, if it's like the Mickey Mouse one, Mickey drives the car that transforms into him, and then Donald Duck, I'm assuming, is going to drive this car that transforms into here. I just, it's basically, let's call it for what it is. It's, we can get a dollar or two away from the Disney people and the Transformers people at the same time, so.
Well, this is, as I assume, aimed at the more collector adult market, so I guess it works better that way, but I think adults are more confused.
Well, I'm just wondering, how much money the Mickey Mouse one made, because did they have this, both of these ready in the works, or I'm assuming that the Mickey Mouse one was actually bought and sold a lot of money, because now they're like, well, now we can do Donald Duck. And I mean, don't get me wrong, in terms of engineering of making a transform from, you know, this Volkswagen into Donald Duck, it's pretty amazing, but it's just nothing that beyond a three-year-old I would imagine anybody having fun with, except maybe the collectors. So
well, I bet
you go.
I bet at Disney meeting they were like, what does Disney mean, transforming robots? They goes,
how do we revise our characters that have been in the dump for the last 20 years, because we don't know what the heck we're doing, and we have to, well, I won't go off on a tangent to Disney, but let's just say Pixar was the best thing to come along to Disney in a long time. So,
I bet the artists aren't saying that.
Say that again?
I bet the artists aren't saying that.
Well,
the cartoonists.
I think artists are, what is Disney? That's a good question. What was the last Disney cartoon that they did? I can't even remember. What was the last one?
I know there's one coming out. I remember
seeing.
Yeah, it's got a frog and a princess, but that's all I know of it.
Have we given up on regular traditional animation? Everything is computer animation, I think, at this point?
Pretty much at the moment, or at least in the last several years since.
Oh, no, I take that back. Bolt was the last one, so.
Yeah, but that was still computer animated.
Yeah, I wonder, what was the last regular 2D animated one? That's your next assignment. I'm putting my forum members to work each episode now. I have assignments for them. So, all right, we're moving on to Gathering at the Nemesis Soundwave to be released as an individual package figure, ? And we do have an update that speculates that this packaging error therefore might not ever be sold, but the post is updated to reflect this information. There might be the Soundwave Transformers Revenge of the Fallen Redeco might be in a separate packaging by itself. We don't know yet, but it looks like that we do have a shot of the, well, let me just read this here. Gen Zhao has managed to get his hands on Toys R Us Transformers Revenge of the Fallen Deluxe Soundwave, originally found in the toy Gathering at the Nemesis 3-pack, packaged in an individual card. The figure is a blue repaint of the gray Revenge figure to pay tribute to the original gray. No, it's a repaint. Oh, blue repaint of the gray figure to pay tribute to the original G1 Soundwave. Genzal says the back of the card shows the original gray Soundwave and may be a packaging error and may never be released in stores. But if it is going to be released in stores, I would buy this because I like the blue-colored Soundwave more than the gray-colored one. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it's definitely better than the gray. And I hope it does get released individually, because I don't want to fork out all the money for one figure that isn't Brill and one figure that I already have, so.
Yeah, I would rather, instead of having to pay the other, although I wouldn't mind getting the other toys from the Gathering at the Nemesis set, but needless to say, I would like to mostly get that Soundwave, because I think it looks better than the gray one.
Well, I've never really been a big fan of multi-packs of figure. I mean, if you lose one figure, I always feel it's not complete, and if it ends up being released, I would be happy. But if I, for instance, couldn't find the Fallen, of course I would buy the multi-pack.
Right. All right. Well, I guess we'll have to keep, we'll keep you updated and see what happens with that story if we actually do the confirmations that That might be an individual figure or a packaging error. So, all right, moving on to official production shots of Deluxe Thrust. Giga, you get to read this.
We just updated the Transformers movie database with some new official images of the Transformers Revenge of the Fallen Deluxe Class Thrust action figure. The new pics show an actual production-ready figure following up on the Photoshop version we have seen just recently. Check out the in and out of package images now in the movie database.
So it looks like this is going to be one of those molds that's going to be reused several times over. But so Thrust looks pinkish brown, I want to say, from what it looks like.
It's meant to be a variation of reddish pink, I presume, but
yeah,
doesn't look all that great, but it's okay.
I think this is one of those figures you have to see in person to actually get an idea what the color is.
Mm. I like that it's a little bit like the whole, it's not the cone head, and it's a little bit of thinking outside the box. I mean, and I also like the fact that it's a character that has two legs instead of wheels. But, I think, what was the other we just saw repaint at the beginning of the news? What was the other repaint?
Gears. Redeco.
So, yeah, I like his colors better more than Thrust. I think it looks, his colors seem to match this mold a little bit better, I think. But then again, we're looking at the production shots, which always are a little bit nicer than what you actually get. So we'll have to see when somebody actually gets their hands on one of these toys. So,
Andrew, I would like to see the head mold up close because it does actually look pretty good, but I hope it's as good as it looks. Otherwise, it would be a shame.
Yeah. Giga, any other thoughts?
No.
All right, moving on then to, and by the way, if you're playing at home, every time I say moving on, take a drink. At the end of the podcast, you'll be thoroughly drunk. So, and Matt, that goes for you if you're still listening. All right, moving on to... Shafiq, you get to read this.
Clearer shots of Chara Hobby exclusive Revenge Soundwave Black version. eHobby has posted clearer shots of the Chara Hobby exclusive Transformers Revenge of the Fallen Deluxe Soundwave Black version. These images are the same ones in the Dengeki Hobby magazine reported on last month. The figure will also be available through the online retailer for 3,000 yen or equivalent to about $31.
So we have regular Soundwave, we have G1 colored Soundwave, and now we have what appears to me...
Sound Blaster.
Halloween Soundwave.
Well, it's the Sound Blaster colors, isn't it? The black and the red.
Oh, that's right. Sound Blaster was a little bit black and reddish. So... I don't know, I'm looking at the... He looks fine in robot mode, but when he's in jet mode, he looks like there's, like, orange and black. It looks a little... Reminds me of Halloween for... Or wait, you guys don't have Halloween over in the UK, do you?
Well, we do, but it's...
You have Guy Fawkes Day, right?
Pardon? No. We have Halloween, which is on 31st of October. And then, Bonfire Night, or, you know, with Guy Fawkes and everything, that's on the 5th of November. Okay. So they're two different occasions.
Yeah, because I remember watching Phil Collins coming on the one of the late night shows that around Halloween, and he was trying to explain Guy Fawkes Day and couldn't quite elaborate on it. But I did learn that there was different holidays in the UK than the US, so it was a learning experience. And once again, the more you know, the better you are. Or that's not right. I messed that up.
I thought Giga was going to say that, so I don't want to... He said it last time.
You guys are supposed to... When I make a bad joke, you're supposed to come back and make fun of me. That's how this works.
Ah.
we know for later.
Sorry, I messed up as well.
Channel Z Piper. You can get the idea very quickly. So what do we think of this? I mean, besides Soundwave, it's another mold of Soundwave. It looks pretty good, minus the fact that, you know, he looks like a weird, strangely weird starship. Any other thoughts, guys?
Well, always when I think of starships, I think of Halloween. So, of course, this is just obviously perfect. Satellites, Halloween, giant robots.
Well,
kind of looks like something from R.I.D., though.
Well, when you think about it, too, if you're going to be trying to disguise yourself in space, wouldn't you want to be painted black so you could blend in with the background?
Yeah, but he's got red as well, so that won't help.
Yeah,
isn't space tan?
Well, I guess it depends on which part of space you're in and how close to the nearest sun you are. I assume if you're in the far depths of space where there are no, if you're in between, you know, galaxies, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Just endless voids.
Yeah, on the way to Cybertron.
Yeah.
So, let's say you disguise yourself as black. Should you really paint your details in red? Is that really that strategic?
Well, maybe the details you can't see unless you're really up close until the guy's right on top of you.
Oh, look, red pieces flowing in space.
Yeah, what's
let's
this red,
not
what's
notice
this,
it.
What's this red thing? What's this? Ah! Soundwave! So. Across the backfire, he could be like, Red Z, Ravage, where are you? I'm over here. No, over here. Nope. Oh, then they finally found each other. All right. All right,
wow.
Moving on to the next story before I tell some more bad jokes. So, new looks at Transformers Universe 2 Skyfall Gallery, and you can go see that repaint of the Classics 2.0 Silver Boat figure. You know, once again, I keep trying to complete my collection. They keep releasing toys. So this is a Walmart exclusive repaint, and it's a fourth repaint, including the Takara one of the Silver Boat figure. You know, I have to say, I didn't like the Silver Boat figure, but the Dark Wind figure was actually pretty good. I thought the colors worked a little bit better on that toy. Once again, we have a black-red. It seems like black and red are the theme. Hey, they're preparing for Halloween.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of this, other than, yay, another repaint?
Well, it's all right, but, I mean, there have been better repaints, in my opinion, but it's okay. If you've got the cash and, you, like you said, you want to complete your classics line, then go for it, but otherwise I'd stay away.
Especially if you don't like to go to that one store that we don't want to, that Jason actually absolutely hates.
Yes.
So, do you guys have Walmarts over in the UK and Sweden?
No, but we usually end up getting the figures anyway.
Well, we don't, it's not called Walmart, but Walmart own a store called Asda.
Okay.
And if you go to, it's like supermarkets, they sell toys, clothes. And if you go there, you could probably find all the Walmart exclusives there as well. So
what methods do you guys use to get your toys, and what's your preferred method of getting Transformer toys?
Either the internet, or if I go to a shop and they got something I wasn't expecting, then I buy it from there.
Gotcha. Cool. Okay. Well, moving on to... Go ahead, Giga, and read about the iGear.
iGear. iGear reveals T-Big MP trailer for the Black MP Optimus Prime. With Black / Nemesis / Scourge Masterpiece Prime... Prime? Peace Prime. What? On the way. iGear...
It's a black trailer for Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Or Nemesis.
Or Nemesis Prime. So it looks like somebody's already jumped on the bandwagon to get the trailer ready for the Nemesis Masterpiece Prime. So have to say, though, their presentation for this with behind the backdrops is really well done. It looks like they use forced perspective and put it on the ground and sort of basically give you the idea that it's as big as it seems. So it looks actually really nice. What do you guys think of this toy? Is this and the Nemesis Prime something we should try and get? Would you recommend?
Well, I haven't bought accessories from a third-party company, but this looks like the gray box in black.
Right. It's basically the instead of the regular version, which I think last week we actually saw finished. Oh, no, I take that back. That was the other one. That's for the Classics one. But it's another trailer. And instead of it being... if you look through the photos, you have the regular one. And then the... and then the one with the black finish. So it's basically the same toy with a different color scheme on it. But what do you guys think overall? Is this something you collectors should try and get, or not worth the money?
If you get it for a decent price, then yeah, I guess you should pick it up. But I mean, at the moment there are loads of things that are coming out and whatnot that you should maybe keep your money back for.
Well, what's top on your list there? What do you guys have that you definitely want to get? Like, you talked about auto assembly and stuff like that. What is, like, the top two? Give me the top two things that you guys definitely want to buy coming up here.
Definitely, I need to get some Henkes, like Henkei Rodimus. But that would probably just generally auto assembly is going to be something to get things that I maybe wouldn't normally be able to get anywhere else, but. Other than that, I mean, I might get the re-release of the Fans Project Ultra Magnus upgrade kit. That's not for a couple of months yet, I don't think.
Cool. And Giga, anything you want to get?
Well, I do want a Henkei / Classic Ratchet, and I've been wanting one for a very long time. And also Classics Legends Cosmos. And remember this, because my birthday is soon.
Oh, when's your birthday? When's your birthday, Giga?
In September the 20th.
September the 20th. Okay. So, fans, if you're listening, send your gifts and donations to Cure of Sweden. Giga the Mad Dog, care of somewhere in Sweden.
Yes.
By the way,
it's a small country. I'm sure we can find... No, I'm just kidding.
By the way, you both, like, missed my birthday. It was in June. It wasn't that far away.
All right, so what part of the UK are you in?
You're in London.
London. Oh, so direct London?
I'm actually in the center of London.
Ooh. Moving on from that tangent, Activision keeps gears turning with new movie Jazz and G1 Megatron downloads. As reported, Activision promises more than meets game control with Transformers Revenge of the Fallen game that's been riding sidecar for the record-breaking summer blockbuster movie. They're revealing you'll find a couple new characters to keep an eye out for these game trophies. One of them might elect the movie Jazz character for you to play. Even better, Generation 1 Decepticon leader Megatron could be at your command. The new contest release day has not been announced yet. There's a Starscream and 7 more unknown Transformers waiting for you in cyberspace when they are released in the future. So looks like they're just continuing to just scheduled releasing the different characters for the game. Have you guys played this game yet?
I've tried it.
Really? What do you think?
Well, I only played it for a few seconds, then my brother wanted it back, but what I did was... okay.
So it was
not okay. More. Wasn't like, oh my god, best game ever.
But from what small chance you had to play with it, it seemed okay.
Yeah.
Shafik, have you had a chance to play this game yet?
No, but that's because I've not got a 360 or PS3 yet, holding out for Christmas. But on consoles like Wii and whatnot, it's meant to be really crap. So. I'm not getting it until then, but, and the game looks better than the first one.
Right.
But.
Is it just, is it not good on the Wii just because the Wii doesn't have the graphics?
Well, I mean, I don't know whether this is true or not, because I've not played it on Wii even, just because it's meant to be really rubbish, but apparently you can't even transform in the levels.
Oh, really?
That's apparently what I've heard. It's like, kind of like, I think in the, was it the animated game?
Mm-hmm.
I think.
So it's like,
yeah.
it's like they basically stripped out. Well, didn't the, if I'm correct, I think the Wii version was made by a different company. I could be wrong.
That's probably why, but yeah, by the sound of it, it's not good. But if you got it on 360 or PS3, I definitely think it'd be worth picking up.
Right. Well, definitely, I think the PS3 will give you your best video game experience from what I heard, so. Okay. Well, moving on really quickly, September issue of Hyper Hobby Magazine Transformers Update. And thanks to Monix Toy of posted scans for the 2009 issue of Hyper Hobby Magazine. The new pages show off the recent Tomy Takara product announcements with spotlight on Supreme Devastator, MP08X King Grimlock, Black Soundwave, Japanese Revenge of the Fallen Voyager, Deluxe Waves, and all that jazz. And you can see the shots in the tformers.com website. I actually was in the store the other day and I got to see the box, and the Devastator toy is huge, quite huge, I do have to say. But I just, you know, as awesome as it looks, I just don't feel like paying $99 for it. So I think that will be marked down on clearance very shortly. So, oh, Matt says he's off to watch Torchwood. Bye, Matt. Thank you for joining us. Our one viewer in the chat room there. All right, moving on to cartoon news. Who wants to talk about Sorsen provides an AllSpark Almanac foreshadowing?
I'll take it.
Sure.
Right. First of all, update. Mr. Sorensen dropped by to let us know the foreshadowing images are in three classes. Thanks for dropping by. We apologize for the mix-up. Jim Sorensen has updated his blog, The Disciples of Boltax, to provide an AllSpark Almanac foreshadowing, a teaser, if you will, to celebrate the near release of his book, The Transformers Animated AllSpark Almanac. He provides several images from the book in three classes, early sketches and other non-finalized pieces, and completed artwork. The book is currently pre-orderable at a comic book store near you with an August release date.
So last week I was talking about it would be great if we could get some character design sketches, and I Twittered Mr. Wyatt, Derek G. Wyatt, and he actually responded back this link, which is the Almanac. So I guess the Almanac will be the book if you want to pick up a book to have of some cool Transformer stuff. I have no idea what some of the stuff is from the photos. But it's definitely, it looks like there's some crazy sketches that were done in colored pencil. Some initial stuff that maybe was the beginnings of possibly what would the show came to be. Looks like one may have been an early sketch of Sorry. But definitely something to check out if you would like a coffee table book from what I've been told. So go check out the Transformers Animated Almanac. Guys, any thoughts on this?
No. Nothing that hasn't already been said.
All right.
Yeah, me as well.
All right, then, Giga, you get to read about Stephen J. Davis, if you would, please.
2 seconds. My internet closed down. I'm trying to reopen it.
Wah, wah, wah. Come on, internet.
Come on,
faster. I can't give it any more.
What is this? I can't get into the site. Okay, re-log in. I'm terribly sorry.
Your country's cut off your access.
No. Stephen J. David. Wait, how
is it Stephen or Steven?
Stephen.
I'm going to call him Steven.
How about
if he's angry, he can mail me or something.
Mr. Davis.
Mr. Davis tapped to develop Hasbro brand content for joint venture. Hasbro Inc. and Discovery Communications announced today that they will release that they have named Stephen J. Davis the president of the newly minted Ed Hasbro Studios in press release. The two companies say that Hasbro Studios will be in charge of producing shows based on Hasbro's world-class brands, deliver new branded content, and produce programs from top third-party content creators, highlights, and the full PR after the jump.
Yeah, basically, it looks like that Hasbro is basically gearing up all their people into place for their new TV network. And it looks like they're getting some power players in there that seem to have previous experience with either the Hasbro line or the basically the Hasbro arena, and it's typical PR stuff, so nothing too exciting there. We'll see how well this new team can deliver. If they can, I think if they can deliver some pretty good shows, and this new network not only has new shows but some of the old shows, which I think, I'm surprised they're not rerunning Transformers anyhow, I think that they'll be good to go, and this will be a really good channel and hopefully picked up by a lot of the cable affiliates. So, guys, any thoughts?
Not really.
Nope.
Yeah, there's not really much to say.
Exactly.
All right. Shefik, why don't you read the last one about Perceptor in the Box?
Sure. New shots of commemorative series Perceptor in Box. You've seen the new commemorative series G1 Perceptor in Box, but we finally have a full on-shot of the figure in its confines of the packaging. Take a look at the shots in the full gallery and look at the figure to hit Toys R Us shelves exclusively.
So if you always wanted Perceptor, here's your chance to get Perceptor.
Yes.
Yeah, he actually... he has... that's interesting. So he did have an alternate transformation of being able to roll on wheels. I was always curious about it. I think in one time in the cartoon, I saw him transform and roll on wheels. Other times he was walking. So if you want to check out the photos, and you can, this actually might be something I may have to pick up, because Perceptor is one of those things I remember the kids having on the school bus on the way to school and going, oh, it's a microscope. That's so cool. So you guys think you may want to pick this up, or what do you think?
Yeah, I'll definitely get this once it's out. Are they also doing the Insection?
So I think those are Toys R Us exclusives too.
Yeah, I'll definitely pick them up when they're out. But there's no sign of a date yet, so I would imagine they probably end up coming out around Christmas time.
Well, one thing you can do is you can go to the tformers.com forums, wink wink, and actually go to your general area. I think we have some forums that actually. People on the lookout for releases in stores, and if they find anything in the stores, then you can subscribe to the feed, and then once they're there, then you can run to your nearest store and grab these for your collection, or just order them online either way. So, but yeah, I definitely think this will be one that you will, if you're a collector, you'll definitely want to get to add to your G1 collection. Because I'm sure a lot of the Perceptors from the old days are probably a little bit rusty, a little bit worn, and it's nice to have a nice new toy. I have both an original Soundwave and a re-release, and the original Soundwave sort of slumps over, doesn't quite have his posture, and the new one's all nice and sturdy and fresh and clean, and it's always nice to have that one to just compare the two. So
wait, but does your new one have the chest where it can fit two tapes?
Yeah, I got the two tape one. I got the G1 Classic Soundwave, so which is fine, because that way you can have you can have Laserbeak on his arms and the two tapes in. But I have multiple copies of all the tapes anyhow, so which strangely enough is because I never thought I would collect all the tapes, and now I have them all. So. But anyhow, go check that out if you want to get that. And that's pretty much about it on news. So guys, any other thoughts before I know Shefik, you're going to Auto Assembly, right?
Yeah.
Giga, are you planning on going?
No, it's the weekend before school starts. I don't want to miss school.
Oh, miss school. What do you need that education for?
Yeah, who needs these reading abilities?
I went to school to learn Goethe reading. So, or Goethe English. Screwed that joke up too. Wah, wah, wah. All right. Any other thoughts of toys or thoughts? I picked up comics, because thanks to the Moodbase 2 guys, they keep getting me interested in these comics. I actually picked up the last three issues of All Hail Megatron. I got my hands on copies of 1 to 10 that I read up to, and then I picked up the last three, and I have to say, all in all, it was a really, really good series. I have some questions, which I will have to ask some comic experts on, but if you really enjoy the G1 Transformers and would like to see what would happen if the Autobots were losing for a change, this is a really, really good comics series to pick up. Also picked up Spotlight Metroplex, which was really good, but absolutely too short. Partially, I am imagining, because they made it a bunch of two-page graphics and whatnot, but I was expecting a lot more out of that, but from what it was really good. Guys, have you read any recent comics recently?
I haven't, no, but like I've just been holding back all my cash for Auto Assembly.
Right.
I haven't. I've mainly been reading up on the old G1 comics.
The old G1.
This summer, at least.
Yeah, because after a while, it's like after if you're going to any sort of a convention or something, all your money starts to become, oh, that could have been another toy. Now it's gone. I have to buy lunch. And that could have been another toy. Now it's gone. I have to buy dinner. So, and then you realize that you attend these conventions completely famine and absolutely skinny as a bone, and then you fall, you start fainting. Or at least I did when I was going there, because I saved up all my money and had eaten in like a week. But so the important lesson to learn, kids, is make sure you eat before you go to these conventions. So you have energy to walk around and enjoy it.
Yes, and, lots of energy.
Yes. Transformers and toys will come in time, but don't deprive yourself of nutrients. Trust me. So, all right, guys. Well, I thank you very much for joining the show. Any closing comments before we head off?
Not really, but just thanks for having me.
Yeah. This is the part where you thank the host for being on.
Yeah, I want to thank you as well. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Fun experience.
And once again, if you guys have any thoughts for some upcoming roundtables, go to the tformers.com forums. I know we've had a couple suggestions, but we're trying to find some stuff to pad the slow news period until Christmas. So send us your thoughts on roundtables. So that being said, and... guys, you've listened before, so be prepared. This is how we end the show. This has been Iron High 1975 and
Shaffic Light
and
Giga,
and that's it. Have a good one, folks.
But you better get those guys out of my garden or I am going to beat the crap out of them.
TFormers.com podcast is copyright 2009 TFormers.com. Special thanks to the Cleveland band Gravity for use of their music. Go check them out. MySpace.com/Gravity33. Check out our forums and leave your feedback or send us an email at podcast@TFormers.com. This has been an E&I production. All rights reserved.